Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we are going to be chatting with a gentleman who takes traveling around the world for granted, but he doesn't take for granted wellness. He believes in teaching and sharing with people his experience, his wisdom and knowledge that he's acquired in so many different modalities of healing. Our guest today is Dr. Petty. His very successful book is called Healing, Meaning, and Purpose. And welcome, Dr. Petty, to the show.
Hello, Donna. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm so delighted to have you on because you always have such interesting material to talk about. And especially in today's world when wellness is so important and there are so many different things that we need to be aware of and it just seems to be overwhelming, I'd like for my listeners to know that you're a biochemist, an endocrinologist, a neurologist, a psychiatrist, and also an advisor to the Prince of Wales Foundation for Integrated Health. And for a good portion of your life, you have integrated with so many different specialists and experts around the world to try to understand how to make wellness more of a part of life and also to educate the public. And you have, my goodness, talk to over a quarter of a million people in 45 different countries. That's quite an awesome statement. I'm tired just by listening to that. I'm spooked.
Well, yes, it's absolutely right. And somebody said to me long ago, how on earth do you manage to do all these talks, fly a quarter of a million miles a year, do this, do that? Don't you ever get tired? And I said, of course I do. Everybody should, but what I've done is work out how to focus when I need to, and then I can focus for days at a time. And then, finally, of course, you always have to make good, you always have to pay the price, so when I get home, then I sleep, relax, do all the other stuff, look after the horses, whatever it may be. But it's possible for us all to work at a much higher level than most of us realize, and that's what we're really going to talk about today.
Yes, and that is a topic that I think is so important. We have one word, energy. Define energy, because you feel that there are some myths regarding energy. So let's discuss that.
Unfortunately, there really are a lot of myths about it. And it's very unfortunate that this word, energy, has become so terribly overworked. You know, people say, he has good energy. I like the energy of this room. I like the energy of my food. And nobody ever stops for a moment to say, well, what exactly are we talking about? And this is not a semantic point. It's very, very, very important if we want to understand how to use energy and all of that in our own lives. Several years ago, we set up a group in London to look at energy medicine. It was a new field then starting. We had two Nobel laureates in the room, and both of them said, for heaven's sake, stop calling it energy, because it isn't. And I said, what do you mean? Energy cannot exist without a field, and a field can't exist without energy. And you know something, Donna, have you ever heard people say, everything is energy?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's a very common term.
It's very common, and people start saying, oh, well, that's what Einstein showed with his E equals MC squared. And then they start talking about quantum mechanics or something. And I have a theory. The more somebody waves their arms around when they're talking, the less they really understand. So normally they now have propeller arms. Let me tell you about this idea that everything is energy. It's actually based on a science fiction story that came out in 1951. This is actually nothing that any physicist has ever said. Nobody has ever believed it. It's just one of those things that's entered the mainstream. And everybody says, oh, yeah, everything's energy. Because that's what Einstein said nothing of the sort. No physicists have ever said anything. So what we need to do is be a little bit careful when we start using words. It's like that other big one, isn't it? Spirituality. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, people all mean something different. Consciousness is another one. So with energy, what we're going to do, and what I suggest, is that we need to think about physical energy, which is the ability for you to go out and walk your dogs for a couple of hours without any problem mm-hmm. and enjoy it. We have emotional energy, and we're all used to that. We know whether or not we're getting worn down by things and people. We have our social, our relationship, and I'm going to talk for a moment, if I may, about people who drain you and what to do about that. And then we have the energy of our systems. So things like, you know, the Chinese talk about qi
mm-hmm.
and all of that. And then we've got our spiritual energy. So they're all separate and we can't really quite kind of mix them up. Because if we want to really grow and we want to use our energy, then we need to know what on earth we're talking about. So that's going to be what I'm suggest we really try and focus on a little bit today, because I think we can really help people move forward very, very quickly if we just get it right.
Let's talk for a moment about what you just went past rather quickly. That's being in environments that literally will suck the energy out of you. Being around people, maybe in social environments, and you go,
yeah.
My goodness, I can hardly wait to get away from them. Let's deal with that, because that is a lot more common than what we realize.
Oh, I totally, absolutely agree. And to everyone's surprise, there's actually a fair amount of research that's been done in this whole field about people who drain you. And we'd never realized it. On my own website a little while ago, I wrote something. I got a lot of trouble from some people because I wrote about psychic leeches and psychic vampires, people who just go, and they said, oh, that's occult stuff. I said, no, it isn't. We've all had the experience of being around people who just drain you and drain you. And you know, Donna, because you're sensitive, and everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that you are far more vulnerable than some other people, and if you didn't do certain things, and we'll talk about that perhaps in a second, you would not be able to survive. You'd get overwhelmed, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. You have to detach.
Yeah. A couple of days ago, I ran into someone who's very well known in another part of the world as a clairvoyant. And the very first time I met her, it was during a first visit to New York, and she was in a terrible state. And she said, I didn't know what's happening to me. And I, fortunately, was able to give her a hand. And I said, you've just never been in a place like this before, have you? With all of these demands and all of these people. And she said, no, I live in a small town, and where she lives is miles from anywhere. And she said, people come to me one at a time, and suddenly I'm surrounded by all these people who are trying to suck everything out of me. And she said, I'm overwhelmed. So it can be very, very difficult, because I think one of the things that's happened is that particularly in the West, we have got very used to taking energy from wherever we can get it. So I feel worn out in the middle of the afternoon, so I go and eat a candy bar, or I drink coffee, or I steal something from someone else. And we've all had that experience that you have somebody and you walk away thinking, I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And there are even places. Have you ever been somewhere, Donna, where you've been either that it's energized you or that it's drained you? Have you?
Oh, yes.
Can you share any places? Do any sort of really spring
to
mind?
Oh, very definitely. I have been in situations where there has been, I'm thinking of a particular restaurant bar combination, and I can remember being in the restaurant portion and then walking into the bar section because there were some people that we were going to be meeting. And this wasn't a high-end place. It was a nice place. The restaurant was very pleasant. As soon as I walked into the bar, it's like I walked into a wall.
Uh-huh.
And the environment, I had to get out of it. I felt like I couldn't breathe. It was as if I'd gone from one world into another world. And this has happened to me off and on throughout my life, and I have a major avoidance thermometer that goes off, and I'll just step away. I've had that happen when I've gone into certain homes and just said, thank you, but I'm out of here. That's it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I draw a parallel here between what happens to you and the martial arts. You know, they always say the best martial artist in the world never fights. He always walks away from the fight because he knows not to be in a certain place. And as you get more attuned, and you've done this because you've been in this field for many years, you simply start to avoid places. You skirt around them, and somebody will say to you, Donna, why did you walk on the other side of the road? And you say, it felt better. And then you move on. But the fact of the matter is that you have got very good over time at avoiding those horrible places, haven't you?
Oh, very much so. It's something that you read. I can recall being in a city and going out for a walk, and I was at a corner, and it was as if it was dangerous to go past, to even cross the street. It was a very strange experience. And I then had a group of people. There were some Asian tourists that came up, and I said, well, they're here. I'll just sort of move along with them. The feeling didn't leave until I turned and went back the other direction. As soon as I walked like 10 feet away from that corner in the opposite direction, the feeling was gone. When I went back to the hotel, the people at the hotel, I said, excuse me, can you tell me something about this area? First thing out of the receptionist's mouth is, oh, you don't want to be down there. That's where we're having problems with drug addicts and alcoholics. It's a Skid Row section. Now, there was no great big neon sign here. We're not looking at, this is broad daylight, 11 o'clock in the morning, wonderful day, but it was there.
Exactly, and one of the things that's so important for everyone listening is do be aware that there are places that can drain you and also uplift you. When I first came to the States, I remember being so sad because I couldn't find any spiritual centers. You know, in Europe, they're two a penny. But they're everywhere because the places have lived there and been there for so long. And the first place I found was actually Muir Woods, just north of San Francisco. And I sat down amongst the redwoods, and I suddenly took a deep breath, and I thought, this is an energizing place. And then as time went by, I found others as well. But it's very important for everyone to just be aware of this. You know, there's actually some work. It's not highly regarded scientifically, but it works very well. You can actually take somebody like you, who is pretty sensitive, blindfold them, and just test the strength of muscles in the arm. And it's very remarkable that when you go to a place which doesn't feel quite right, the muscles in your arm go weak. And that, I remember the first time I saw this as a demonstration years ago. We were at an abbey, and somebody said there's a dull area there. Took a volunteer, blindfolded, into different areas. She went into this area, and bang, her arm was so weak she almost collapsed. It's very remarkable. So it's a really good thing for people to really work on this idea of that there are some places that are not quite right, and to avoid them. It's one of the greatest gifts that we can give the listeners today is just tell them about this, because, you know, just trust your feelings. Trust your intuition about this, because the master of any art is the person who simply never fights. You don't go there. You picked it up. You knew it wasn't the right place to be, even at 11 o'clock on a sunny morning.
That's right.
And it's so important for people to just trust that, because we've forgotten how to trust ourselves. And it's a great big protector. God gave us that to use. So if we don't use it, we're being a bit silly.
You have information also on how we can protect ourselves, because sometimes there are situations. What would you recommend? I know to me it's sort of like just an instantaneous moment where I'll just say, wherever I go, I know I'll be in the right place at the right time. It can be an affirmation. It can be a prayer. But what would you recommend, especially for those people that, like the clairvoyant you mentioned earlier, and one can be in any kind of profession, where you know you're going to be in that onslaught, that heavy, intense environment where there's all these different people, all these different personalities, aggressions, agitations that may be around you. What can one do to keep oneself insulated?
Wonderful question. This is a topic that I actually have, I teach half-day seminars on how to do this, because it is such a big deal. And particularly for people in healthcare as well, there are more and more people are so sensitive now to the pain of their patients that it's a real big problem. The way to approach this is twofold. Number one is to build your own inner strength. And number two is to learn some very simple shielding techniques. And the first thing about building your inner strength actually gets back to something you said just a moment ago, en passant, which is, it's really important to spend a little bit of time just watching yourself and calming yourself. You don't need to do anything high-powered to do this, but I really, really recommend everybody should take 1 minute a day, 60 seconds, just 60 seconds, to sit with yourself and just calm yourself. And we have plenty of little exercises. You can download a little MP3 file from my own website, if you like, just to help you do this. It's very, very simple to just do this for a moment or two. The second thing, as you are strengthening yourself, is be aware that we have an almost infinite source of energy inside of ourselves, and we can replenish it from the earth. How many of us recently have been outside walking around without our shoes and socks on? It's a really good idea sometimes to just take in the earth, because that is a very quick way of re-energizing yourself and stabilizing yourself internally. It builds up your strength. So that's a very good one. Sit quietly for a minute a day. Spend a little bit of time out in the grass. If you can do it, don't get frostbite, but go outside and just energize yourself that way. These are very simple things. Then there are some other little tricks that we teach. One of them is grounding and centering. Donna, do you have any particular exercises that you like doing for grounding yourself and centering?
It varies. Sometimes it is just absolutely being totally alone. I really enjoy being absolutely alone. And maybe just doing a little meditation. Maybe it's listening to music. Maybe it's writing, believe it or not. It all depends on what's going on, but many, many times it's just going out for a walk.
Absolutely, and that's you've absolutely hit the nail on the head for everyone, because people always say, oh, tell me what to do. And I'm saying everybody is different. I'm going to give you six or seven options here, and you pick the one that feels best for you. And it's much better to do that, because what you say is right. Some days it's going to be walking. Some days it's going to be writing. You may know the name Colin Wilson. He's a very famous writer, wrote The Outsider and The Occult and 110 other books. And at the height of his fame, which he got in his 20s, he said he got severe people poisoning.
Oh, my.
And took off from London, where he lived, and has ever since lived down in Cornwall in a very deserted little village. And his way of dealing with people, because now he's so famous, he gets visitors from all over the world, is with his writing. And he will spend a very dedicated number of hours a day, and then he goes and walks out on the cliffs of Cornwall. He says that's his way of dealing with and centering himself. And it's a wonderful thing, and he says that works. And in the evening, his reward for finishing his writing is he listens to opera for an hour. So it's different for everyone. With you, as you've said, it's different on different days. It is for me as well. And I do little different exercises depending upon what's right. And for Colin, it was walking on the cliffs, writing and listening to opera. So everybody, please listen to yourself what feels right. But it's essential to spend just a little bit of time every day, just getting yourself centered and walk in. I've been teaching doctors and nurses and others this for years. Never go in and see a patient until you've got yourself centered. Otherwise, you're taking all your own stuff with you.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
It's very important, and it's really the only way that you're going to be able to survive in all this hurdy-gurdy that's going on around us. But then I also have some other things. Make sure you get plenty of sleep, whatever is right for you. If you need to be grounded, take some grounding vegetables. Ground yourself a little bit with your diet. Make sure your breathing pattern is steady. All of those things help you enormously. But then there are a couple of very simple little things that we can also do. If you are surrounded by people who are causing you problems, particularly if they're right in front of you, now this may sound a bit wacky, but I assure you it's not. If you just cross your hands in front of you, around your tummy, which you can do very without making a big fuss,
mm-hmm.
You can actually stop a lot of the stuff coming at you from other people. Just try it. Just anybody listening, just try it the next time somebody's giving you a hard time. Just doing this, it's been known in the East for centuries. In fact, that is why in children in India and in China, it's regarded as very bad manners to put your hands in front of your tummy if a parent is talking to you, because it means you're not taking them in.
Ah,
exactly. But the converse is that when you don't want to take someone in, if you cross your hands, upper part of your tummy, just below your breastbone, just cross them over, you will find that you'll be able to keep 90% of other people out. And it really works. Just try it. Another couple of quick things to do for everyone is, have you heard about zipping, Donna? It's a wonderful technique. I don't know if anyone's ever shown you this one.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, this is very good, and I promise you the next time I see you, we'll do a demonstration. Maybe we'll do it for a group.
Oh, I love it.
It's very interesting, because what you do is you get somebody to hold their arm out to one side, just nice and firm, and then what you do is you take a couple of fingers, the other person, and they take them and they run them up from the ground up towards their head. And as you do that, the arm gets completely weak and floppy. Boof. It's because you've actually interfered with the energy system of the body. The arm gets completely weak. If you now go in the opposite direction and you take a couple of fingers and you just wipe them down a foot in front of the person from head down to toe, immediately the arm gets strong again. It's called zipping. You zip up your energy system, your aura, around people. It sounds wacky, but it works every time. And in fact, as a demonstration, what we do with this is we get people blindfolded, and they can't feel whether or not the hands are going up or down, and we just do the muscle strength, and everybody is then convinced that this is real. So it's a very good thing. If you find that you're in a place where you're getting a lot of, and you're in the public eye a lot, you have a lot of people come to your meetings, zip yourself simply by running your fingers down the front of your body. It takes 5 seconds, and it will help you enormously. So that's number two. You cross your hands over your tummy, you zip yourself. And the third one is something that is not widely known but is incredibly valuable, and that is the use of some flower essences. There are the old Bach flower essences from England. There are North American ones. And some of these can be incredibly protective. Depends how sensitive you are. If I'm working with somebody who's clairvoyant, a real sensitive, the first thing I will reach for is a flower essence. If I'm dealing with a horse, forget it. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm dealing with a real sensitive, then one of these very refined flower essences can be just the ticket. There's 10 or 11 of them that are really designed for highly intuitive people who are getting too much coming in, who cannot keep clarity because of that. And one of these things can change you in an instant. So if you are somebody who hasn't reached that stage of sensitivity yet, you take a flower essence, you may as well be drinking water. If you are somebody who's very sensitive to energy around them, then these fluorescences can be magic. So those are three external things, the crossing of the hands, the zipping, and the fluorescence. All of those between them can help you enormously. They can change your life.
There are so many things in your book, Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, that you go into. And I know that you're going to be coming out with another one. People are always interested in learning more. You have addressed a few points of energy in a different, with a different paradigm than most people, I think, have had an experience with. Some of them they might have. But it's important for us to understand that we never, ever reach that point of knowing it all.
No.
It's so significant to recognize that as we become aware of certain things, there is even a heightened sensitivity that says reach for more. And that's what you're doing in your work. That's what in our conversations that we've had, you know, in the shows and the various things that you've written, there's almost sometimes I detect with you an enthusiasm and an energy saying, oh my goodness, I've just got even more here I've got to put out there because I've discovered this and I talked with this person and I've got that person. In our world today, we have so much that is available. We can become so overwhelmed. And then we can become so discouraged because we think, how can I even recognize what's right for me? And because everybody's individual energy is that energy that's for them, what would you recommend? I know you've got this wonderful blog. Tell us about your blog and what people can find there.
Well, you've absolutely hit the nail on the head. One of the reasons that I started doing all of this, well, there were two things. One is I had a couple of life events that made it very clear that I had to start sharing information with the world at large, not just my academic colleagues. And so the best ways to do that was through writing and using the internet and going out and doing public lectures and seminars and all of that. Because you are right, it is absolutely overwhelming how much information is out there, and so much of it is simply incorrect. Just this weekend, I was in an audience. It doesn't happen very often. And I just had to really bite my lip because somebody was saying, illness is caused by acid. We're all dehydrated, and that's the cause. And it was all just utter nonsense. What we're trying to do, what I'm trying to do, and not trying, because we're clearly succeeding, is to try and keep things very simple. So, first of all, have accurate information. I provide that with my website. There are others. I link to everything I know of that's accurate out there. That's number one. Number two is I teach people, use your intuition so that you get guided to the things that are best for you. Get your sense of truth that you know what's right, because it's not the same size fits all. So get accurate information, get intuition. Don't throw your brain out. The good Lord gave you that thing for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So leaven that and your intuition, your thoughts, with that as well. And then try things. Try things that come from reputable sources. Experiment a little bit with yourself, because we're all different. We've just talked about you and I and Colin Wilson. We all have different ways of dealing with the situation. Try things. Be careful of what you do. Don't overdo it. And you will very quickly find the answers that are correct for you. Keep your eye on the ball. You're trying to do things to improve your life, the life of people around you, the life of the planet. If you're going to do those things, I promise you, you'll get the right answers, and you'll get them very quickly.
Dr. Richard G. Petty has been our guest today. This is a man who has resources and information that he makes available to you. Dr. Petty, what's your website?
Oh, I should give you that, shouldn't I? Yes, it is richardgpettymd.com.
richardgpettymd.com. He also has his blog, which is Richard G. Petty, and that's P-E-T-T-Y-M-D dot blogs Dr. Jeff Hoffman.com, and you can go there and find out what he has done research on himself and have links to all kinds of things. So you don't want to miss this. Dr. Petty, we're out of time. It has been absolutely a joy having you as a guest on the show, and I look forward to the next time that it comes about, and be sure you send me your next book.
I certainly will, and I'm looking forward to the next time as well, and I hope that we'll be seeing each other soon, Donna. Thank you very much, everyone.
Take care. This is Donna Sebo.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget, bye-bye. Don't forget to go to RichardGPettyMD.com. His website, his book is Healing, Meaning, and Purpose. Dr. Richard G. Petty, MD, an international expert that is happy to share his wisdom with you. We're taking a break. Don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make
a Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.DelphiInternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-88.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, I would be delighted to do that. Here are the telephone numbers to call in to, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have 530-876. 3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now remember, if you're a first time caller, all I'm going to need from you is your first name or your initial. Of course, I always like to know where you're calling from. And then after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. We've got a caller on the line waiting. Without further ado, let's show you how it's done on the Donna Sebo Show. Welcome, caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Darlene from Tucson.
Darlene from Tucson. Welcome to the show. And Darlene, the first thing that is happening in my mind as I'm observing you It's like I'm watching scissors cutting things into pieces. And it's little tiny pieces that I'm observing. As I'm watching this, these scissors are moving so quickly. There are particular aspects of your life that you are, for all intents and purposes, cutting up to get rid of. It's sort of like what we do with our unwanted mail, shredding what we don't want so that it goes in the recycle bin. And that is what's happening with you, and you are trying to be very efficient with this, not take any chances, not make any assumptions, really look at what needs to be done. All of this is coming together for you, and as you are cutting away what is no longer needed, you are feeling a sense of freedom. You are feeling an openness in your life, and this is good. What is going to happen with this is that you're going to discover that you as an individual are reshaping and restructuring what you thought was going to be very solidly placed. It caused you some anxiousness. You've gotten past that, and you're saying it's okay. I can restructure. I can redo. And this is very liberating for you, and you're going to be moving forward at a pace that is quite incredible. So it is very important for you to have patience and to recognize your own rhythm so that you get done what you need to get done and be true to what you're feeling, because that rhythm is yours. It's not someone else's. And you need to trust. You need to trust yourself, knowing that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. What question would you like to ask me today?
I'm concerned about my finances. I'm worried about them from now until through summer into fall. And I'm picking up extra jobs to pay things off. So I just wondered if you saw me catching up.
Well, I think what's happening here, because of the symbolism I had with the scissors, I believe you are doing the catching up. But I think what's occurring with you is that you're also recognizing that there is a change in your thinking and your processing and your expectation. I should put that in the plural, your expectations. And there is this patterning, this shift, where this is such a focus of yours and has been for a bit of time. And I'm not making it good or bad. You are making a shift because you're developing an understanding of some associations you've had with the past. The financial picture is definitely going to be balanced. You're doing what you're needing to do as you perceive it. But there is another level within you that is saying, I want to smooth this out and have a shift, and I want to know mentally where I go with my shift, and then I want to be able to then be comfortable with accepting opportunities to put myself into a base that allows me diversification but stability at the same time. And so this is what's happening with you, and it's just do what you need to do, take one day at a time. And don't try to get too far ahead of yourself. Do it one day at a time. And look and keep yourself alert for opportunities. You're going through a major transformational shift. And it goes back a good 20 years that this patterning started. So you're breaking. You are cutting up, as I said in the beginning. You're cutting up into pieces that which you had subconsciously designed 20 years ago. You're shifting, and it's sort of bubbling up to the surface.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, I'm glad to hear it makes sense. It's amazing. So many times we have stuff that we adopted in a mental patterning. I'm thinking of someone that I've known for many, many years that is an elderly individual, came up through the hippie cycle. And when she went through that hippie cycle, she wanted liberation so desperately that she adopted certain modes of thinking. And part of that was, well, anything goes, and I'm just not going to worry about responsibilities too much. I'll just go with the flow. Now, I understand about going with the flow, but she retreated from certain responsibilities in life and adopted an attitude about money was a bad thing and all kinds of stuff that went on in that time frame. And she never has been able to get away from it. Now, it's interesting, as an elderly woman recently, she got involved with the Course of Miracles, and she found this stuff bubbling up into her conscious psyche. Now, she is a very responsible person. This is an individual that is loyal, consistent, hardworking, would not lie to anyone for any reason. I mean, this is a wonderful human being. And here she was for so many years experiencing difficulties that she could not figure out why there was this pattern of repetition. And she, in taking the Course of Miracles, was with some people, and they went through a certain exercise, and all of a sudden, it's like the floodgates opened, and she said, "Good gracious, you'd think I would have figured this out a long time ago." But the right buttons were pushed, and all of a sudden, some old stuff came up, and she said, "That's where I need to dump my garbage, and I need to put it through the shredder, mental shredder, get rid of it, and replace it with what I really want." Now, this is a woman that's an elderly woman, and she's doing it now. It's amazing what the mind has, what our subconscious holds. And it can sabotage us very easily.
And it's never too late.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Because what we have right now is this moment. This is the moment we have. And if we're consciously mindful of this moment with where we are, just like my guest Dr. Petty said, take a deep breath, ground yourself, look at where you are, right, and you can do this anytime, any place, and it takes a split second. It's really not a deal, but it's a habit. It's a habit. And we all have habits that maybe we go, "Do I really need this anymore?" Maybe not. Maybe you do. But it's our choice, and when we can make that choice consciously and then make our subconscious aware by repetition that this is the replacement of what we had before, it's great. My mentor told me many years ago, you cannot take something out of your life, for example, a habit, without replacing it with something to fill the void that removing what you, let's say, don't want from, you want to put something in its place. She said that's why so many times people that have various problems, they don't have anything to fill the void. They say, "I don't want this anymore," but they haven't replaced it with anything of value. So they keep going back into the "I don't want this anymore" stuff.
Oh, I love that. I love the link.
I think it's a good one. And she gave me that link many years ago.
Well, it's certainly instructional, and it does ring true.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to be going on a break here. I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna C. Break. And just remember, tomorrow we're going to be talking about Christopher's journey. Yes, we have Mary Beth Dithmarth, a wonderful woman. This is about her son, Christopher, and the wonderful, wonderful gift that he gave her, the family, and everybody that knew him. Christopher's Journey. I think it's going to be very, very enjoyable. You don't want to miss it. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be right back. Give me a buzz if you want to chat.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here are the phone numbers to call into, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. Now, my newsletter, I'm going to be mailing it out probably tomorrow, and I will have all of my guests listed in the newsletter, but also note here on bbsradio.com, we also have the listings of the gifts that you can always access. And there will be change on one day in August because that guest has called me and they have had to leave on an emergency, but regardless, we've got some wonderful, wonderful people coming in. Also, I wanted to let you know who is going to be my guest, or my guests are going to be next week. We've got Huey Johnson. We're going to be talking about green plans, and that's on Tuesday. And Monday is going to be an open mic day. And on Wednesday of next week, we're going to be talking about how to survive and perhaps even thrive on a teacher's salary. Now, there may be those of you listening to this and saying, oh, Donna, teacher's salary, I don't even know if I want to hear that. But let me tell you, Danny Kofke has some marvelous ideas about finances that whether you're a teacher or not, you can still apply. They are wonderful, and it's a little book. It's just great. And then the Alchemo Woman, yes, Ramona Rubio is going to be my guest, and then Louise Lewis. Wonderful book, No Experts Needed. This is really fun. We've got a lot of good stuff to share with you, inspirational, and I think you'll be able at the end of each show to feel like you've gotten a gift of some kind, a gift of someone's thinking that's going to empower your life, and that's what this show is all about. Well, here's a little bit of information. If you're into digital photography, and boy, do I know a lot of people that love this, you can really be aware of a number of different things, and I'm sure you're far more sophisticated about that than I am. However, have you got hundreds of them? Do you have all of these files? You don't know where to put them, where you can possibly save them. What if your computer system crashes? What can you have as a backup? Well, I've got some information on some websites that might be able to assist you. Now, if you've ever wanted to do, let's say, a book, maybe a kid's book, whatever it is, you have a chance to be able to do something that is going to be very special that might relate to your own family on a very personal basis. And this is the website. It's sort of a long one, so I'll just give it to you. It's called Picaboo, and it's PICABOO.com/promo/IC/gift/for-children.html. Let me say that one more time. Picaboo, PICABOO.com/promo/IC/gift/for-children.html. Now, if you want to make sure that you don't lose all of your very special photographs, and my goodness, there's been people that have had floods and there's fires and there's been all kinds of things that maybe have made them aware that they don't ever want to lose anything again. Well, also a computer crash. Whoa, that's scary. If ever you've gone through that, that is not fun. That can wipe out not only photographic memories, but a lot of other things. But the photographs, you can back them up for free on two different sites that I've been made aware of. One is called photobucket.com, photobucket.com, or flickr.com, and that's F-L-I-C-K-R.com, flickr.com. And you know what? You can do things with photos that are just, to me, absolutely amazing. I love people's imagination. And one person had an idea that you can take the photos and turn them into a deck of cards. So the next time you play with your buddies, you can have your own family photos showing up there. Isn't that an innovative idea? And you could also have a Rubik's Cube made from your favorite photos. So you can work with this brain teaser and just put it all together. And trading cards, memory games, here are some sites you can go to. You go to Kodak.com/EKNEC. That's Kodak.com/EKNEC. And you go to their Tips and Project Center. Or you can go over to Shutterfly.com, that's S-H-U-T-T-E-R-S-L-Y.com, or Snapfish.com, Snapfish.com. And guess what? If you're wanting to organize your photos, Google has a free program. It's called Picasa.google.com, P-I-C-A-S-A.google.com. And it'll automatically seek out every single photo that you've saved on your computer and conveniently will put them in all of them in one spot. It'll categorize them by date and it'll just be easy as pie, and you could set up different files. You can do all kinds of things with it. Then you can also put on a show, and I've experienced this. I've known of people that have done it and it has just been awesome. I went to a memorial gathering for a family, and they had just put together the most wonderful arrangement. It was a delight. We were able to feel something very special by sharing memories with photos with this family. And you go to slide.com. That's all you have to do. It'll help you set up your own slideshow, and you've got special effects, fade-ins, you've got bubbles, there's music you can get, and the program is free. So you can just go to slide.com, and you can also post your slideshow on other websites. If you wanted to do it on MySpace, they even have it so you can do it on eBay. So for those of you that are sophisticated, there's a few tips that I think you might enjoy utilizing. Well, my goodness, we're all out of time. I want to thank my guest, Dr. Petty, for being with us today and sharing his wisdom. Don't forget to go to his blog. Yes, you don't want to miss that. Dr. Richard GPettyMD.com, and you can go right to his website and it'll connect from there to the blog and everything else that you may want to find out about. And remember always, you are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is a wonderful, wonderful moment in your life. You have a chance to perhaps have an idea or experience something brand new. Be ready for it. Be excited about it. This is your life, after all. Donna Sebo here. See you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.